Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. We joke a lot about our age, but you know, I don't mind turning gray. It makes me look distinguished.
It's definitely dis something. How about disappearing?
Okay, true. But we're saving baldness for another episode. As for gray hair, researchers have discovered why our hair is turning gray, and it's actually a defense mechanism against disease. Pretty neat.
Our hair consists of the strands you see called the hair shaft and the root. The root ends in the hair bulb, which sits in a sac-like pit in the skin called the follicle. That's where the hair grows.
The color of your hair is determined by the amount of melanin in each strand of hair. Redheads and blondes have only a small amount of melanin in their hair. And hair becomes gray when people age because melanin is no longer formed.
Now, Japanese researchers may have discovered why. They were looking at stem cells that produce melanin and what kind of impact DNA damaging agents had on them. Examples are UV light, radioactivity, and X-rays. In mice, these agents caused enough DNA damage to result in premature gray hair.
When DNA is damaged, you end up with cell mutations. This causes cells to go into a process called apoptosis, where it kills itself so that it will not reproduce. That's normal, but with this study, scientists found that DNA damage forced the melanocyte stem cells to reproduce cells devoid of a nucleus, which then die. Eventually, none of the cells that produce melanin are left. Presto! Gray hair.
This new discovery that cells with DNA damage can be eliminated as a whole is how the body protects itself from cells that could become cancerous. Not a bad trade-off for graying hair. Now, if only going bald was as reassuring.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.